Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And thank you for joining us this evening. We created the show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality.
And you can now reach us 2 days a week, Tuesdays from 7 to 8 and Fridays from 1 to 2. And this episode is brought to you and paid for by Marie Langley. She's an intuitive realtor as well as clairvoyant. So if you're wanting to buy or sell any property in the Minnesota area, correct, it can be anywhere, in the Minnesota area, contact Marie at 651-303-0555. If you'd like any readings with her, if you'd like her to be a part of a party, give her a jingle jangle. She travels anywhere. And also, Beth Jacobson, I am a spiritual counselor as well as a light language facilitator. If you're wanting individual readings, groups, and corporations, give us or give me a jingle. You can have one of us. You can have both of us. So whatever you want to do, just give me a call at 651-900-4136. We can do phone sessions. We can Skype. We can do the Facebook camera. It's amazing. We can do in person. We can travel too. Marie and I set up classes, and we have classes on many different subjects. You can also email us if you have any questions or comments or any suggestions or feedback on shows that you would like to hear about, if there's any topics that you want us to talk more about. Not saying we know everything there is to know, but if it's a topic we know something about, give us a holla. If it's not on our archives, at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com, and also follow our blog on divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. Mm-hmm. And let me see, here's anything else that I need to mention?
And if you own a local business and where you do have classes, we'd be happy to come in. You know, we do teach classes, so if you're looking for someone to teach a specific class, we're available for that as well.
Oh, you know, and also speaking of groups, Marie and I now have a group, but it's in the Minnesota area and towards the Coon Rapids, Blaine, Fridley, Anoka, around that facility. So we meet once a month, and it's every third Wednesday of the month at 3 o'clock, and we will be meeting out at the Northtown Mall. So those of you who are wanting to be supported through these energetic shiftings and changes, you're welcome to come. It's free. There is no charge. And if you also have a spiritual-based business and you just want to feel, this is about entrepreneurial men and women. It's not just for women, just so you guys know.
And it's everyone in the Twin Cities.
And it's everybody in the Twin Cities who'd like. And if you guys are in another country and you have that kind of dough to fly in here for this, we welcome you too. Or if you happen to be in the area, look us up. You know, and if you want to come, it's not something you have to be a regular on. It's just if you want to come for a meeting just to meet people who are like-minded,
mm-hmm.
come on in. So
just to share ideas.
To share ideas, yes.
Yep. Share support and have that group atmosphere that, you know, a lot of us are looking for
mm-hmm.
with like-minded people.
Exactly. And, you know, it's not a counseling session. It's just people coming in and being supportive, brainstorming, talking about where you are on your path, you know, things that have helped you be successful getting onto your path, you know, how are you making it through, what are the tools you're using, suggestions, and that you can share with each other and, you know, back and forth. So
mm-hmm.
I like it. I'm enjoying it.
Yep.
It's about empowering each other, so who doesn't need that, and to be encouraged and supported.
Exactly.
This girl right here needs it as much as the next person. So.
Absolutely.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, and with all the weird shifting in energies the last couple of days, I know people are feeling a lot of deep emotions coming up, a lot of deep issues being released, and, you know, you feel fine 1 minute, and then all of a sudden, bam, you're hit by something. But there's a lot of astrological shifting going around that's affecting the energies, and, you know, we enter Pisces at midnight tonight, so...
What does that mean?
Pisces.
I know, but what does that mean? I don't know.
Well,
what does Pisces stand for again?
Pisces is a fish.
Oh,
the two fish struggling. So this is the month now for Pisces. So
okay.
We're just ending Aquarius, and Pisces tends to be more emotional, but also should be entering Pisces, and people's intuitions are really going to be heightened. So, you know, pay attention to those little psychic messages and dreams that are going to be coming to you.
Oh, man, the numbers have just been rampant.
The numbers have been rampant.
My dreams have been really prolific. Again, when aren't they? But it's like, wow. I wish I could videotape these. I could really wish I could. So I could look them over going, explore them a little bit more.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, happy Tuesday, everybody. Happy Tuesday.
So today our topic is we've had a number of people kind of ask us about meditation, so we're going to be talking about meditation. You know, you've heard us talk on shows before, especially like sometimes when we do readings for people, it comes out, you know, we're given the message that they should meditate more.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about when we had our midweek stress buster shows, we talked about meditation, we've done guided meditations, but we still get the question, okay, I want to try meditation, but I don't really know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So what we thought we would do is a show on what is meditation, how does it work on your body, how do you do it, and then we would do a guided meditation at the end just so that you get some practice so you can listen to it and learn how to do the visualization and, you know, practice that.
Exactly. Do we want to just start into
what is meditation?
What is meditation?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to talk about what is meditation?
Sure. Talk about meditation. I know that people have obviously heard the term because it's becoming more and more prevalent in our society. I mean, people are really starting to practice the benefits.
You know, and here's just my thing, you guys. Just keep an open mind on it. Don't close down to it. There are going to be people who are going to have their view on and their opinion, you know, on what they think meditation is to them. So when Marie and I are describing this, we're not sitting here saying this is the end-all, be-all.
Right.
But, you know, to me, I'm just sitting here stating that. Marie's going to say that to me. Meditation is a point where you're going within, and to order to be able to do that, you need to be still, and you need to be able to go within. It doesn't mean, and there's different ways that you can meditate, but there are some people who will really go off. True meditation is this.
Right.
So, again, keep an open mind. If this rings true for you, then take it in. And if not, keep it on the back burner. Don't throw it away. Don't toss it aside.
Right.
Just this is an opportunity to practice having an open mind about it.
Yeah. And what meditation is, it's a group of techniques. So techniques that have been started, you know, they started a long time ago. They came out of some religious groups. They came out of spiritual groups.
Mm-hmm.
They came out of different philosophies,
mm-hmm.
and it's a way to learn how to focus your attention and calm your mind,
mm-hmm.
and once you do that, listen to the messages that come through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the simplest forms of meditation is listening to your own breath.
Yes.
And just learning and listening. How does your body breathe in, and how does your body breathe out?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's probably one of the easiest things to learn right away because it's a great calming technique.
And, you know, the thing is the majority of people do not breathe correctly.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a lot of people hold their breath. It's short, rapid breaths. And it's like, you know, it's really when you're meditating, here's my definition of a meditation, the position you should be in. You can either sit up, lay down, but it's sitting still. You're not meditating when you're in conversation with somebody, no matter how much you think you are. It's like, that's not a true meditation. But again, that's only in the eyes of Beth. So you can do what you want with that. But undoing your legs, having the feet on the ground so you can visualize your connection with the earth. And then it's closing your mouth and really inhaling in through your nose and then exhaling slowly, long, deep breaths through your mouth. And you keep doing that. Over, repeatedly, over and over. You can close your eyes. Like I can meditate with my eyes open. I can meditate with them shut. And things happen to me when I close my eyes. So it depends on how intense you want to do it, or you can lay down. But just visualize that you are connected to the earth. There's roots coming out of your feet. And then you want to connect from your heart and go on up. So you're connecting with Source, and you're bringing both of those energies, the earth, and, you know, the unconditional love that's out in the universe, and bringing it into your heart center. That's one way of starting off a meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, do you want to continue with what you were saying, Marie?
Well, I was going to kind of talk about what it does to your body. So,
oh, okay. I got a little ahead of myself.
So, you know, when you're doing these steps that Beth was talking about, what you're doing is you're inducing changes in your body.
Oh, yeah.
So you kind of learn more about what goes on during your body. And basically, meditation affects your nervous system.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know? So, and this system regulates many organs and muscles, and it controls your functions such as heartbeat,
mm-hmm.
sweating, breathing,
mm-hmm.
digestion. And so some types of meditation can work by reducing the activity in, like, your sympathetic nervous system, which controls your heart,
mm-hmm.
your fight or flight
oh, yeah.
response.
It can relax you.
Yep, it relaxes.
It relaxes you.
And it can also increase the activity in your parasympathetic nervous system, where your heart rate and breathing can be slowed down.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it really, really works with your nervous system. And it also affects your brain waves.
Oh, yes. Yes,
so
it
works, you know, there's five categories of brain waves. And this might be a little bit technical and boring, but if you kind of have an understanding, then you can use that knowledge to kind of work, you know, with your body.
I don't think we need to get into the, do you just say what they are? Because I know we've had two speakers come on before
mm-hmm.
who've talked about, because one of them is the theta brainwave.
Yep. So we've got five. We've got gamma state.
Yep.
And that's the state of hyperactivity and active learning. So when you're in the gamma state, that's the best time to learn.
Oh.
Yeah. That's the best time that you can retain information.
Oh, really?
So this is why sometimes, like, when you have a class, they, you know, teachers might have you walk around or jump up and down or kind of get involved in a subject.
Okay.
Because it helps retain information.
All being interactive,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Yep.
The kinesthetic aspect, yeah.
Yep. So then we have beta state, and that's where we function for most of the day. That's your alert mind of state.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the state of the working or the thinking mind, analytical planning, assessing all of that stuff. So that's where we are most of the day, you know, because when people work or you're going around doing your stuff, you're in beta wave. Then you have alpha state, and that's when the brain waves start to slow down out of the thinking mind. So that's when we start to feel more calm, peaceful, and grounded. And an example of being in an alpha state would be, like, if you take a walk in the woods or after yoga class or great sex, I guess, you know, when you're totally relaxed body and mind, that's when you're in alpha state.
Okay, cool.
Yep. So then in theta state, when we get to theta state, that's when we can begin meditation.
Oh.
So this is the point where the verbal thinking mind transitions to the meditative visual mind. So we begin to move from the planning mind to a deeper state of awareness. And sometimes that's why we feel drowsy.
Oh.
You know, when people say during meditation they start to feel drowsy, well, you're getting into that theta brainwave.
Oh, okay.
And your intuition gets strong.
And the theta brainwave is when you can go in, because it has something to do with the subconsciousness, and that's when you can go in and look at old belief systems and
mm-hmm.
programs that you have running in your head. But I know you have to get into a theta state.
Yeah, and the theta state is also good for visualization.
Yep, visualization.
Yep. And then the last state, there's a delta state. And the Tibetan monks who have been meditating for decades.
What was the name of that one?
Theta. Delta.
Delta.
They get into this state. So it's an alert, waken phase. But for us, we reach this final state during deep, dreamless sleep. So if you kind of think about, okay, these are the five levels, you know, you have your first one where you're just kind of like, probably getting started for the day. Then you go to your next one. Okay, your mind's moving a little bit more. And then you do something that kind of gets you into that floaty mood, and then you bring yourself up to theta. That's when you can get really into the meditative state.
So the theta would be the one you would have to go into. You're going to be a lot more conscientious of.
Yes.
there's going to be an awareness there to where
correct.
Gamma, you're automatically in. Beta, you're in.
Yep.
Alpha, you're in. But
yep.
you, that's when you're starting to having to tune in a little more. But theta is when you're actually in a different state.
Yeah, and the way to do that is you can use a simple meditation to begin the transformation or transition from beta or alpha to the theta.
Oh, okay.
And that's by focusing on your breath.
Yes. Yep.
So you focus on your breath so that your breath and your mind work in tandem. So as your breath begins to lengthen,
yeah.
your brain waves begin to slow down.
Oh, okay.
And so, you know, as Beth said, when you begin the meditation, you sit comfortably in your chair with your shoulders relaxed,
mm-hmm.
and you place, you can put your hands on your lap, close
TV
your eyes.
TV off.
Yep.
Everything's off.
Any, as much possible stimuli that might disturb you, phones off,
yep.
everything off.
Yep.
You know, quiet room, no people.
Mm-hmm.
And then just notice your breath flowing in and out.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't change it, just notice it.
And seriously, guys, even try deeper breaths. You'll be amazed at where it can bring you.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who are going, I can't sit still. My head keep, my mind just keeps going, and I have all these things. I can't concentrate. But this is what I'll tell you guys. If I can do it, anybody can do it. But you have to practice it, and you will get better, but you have to do practice. So those of you, for years, I've always been told, yoga, yoga, yoga by my guides. People who read me, you need to do yoga. Probably could I get in a better state of what, but I'm going, criminy Moses, I see everything, but I
when
still need to go
yoga,
into a peaceful.
You're already, you get to that alpha state,
mm-hmm.
so that's why.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you want to kind of repeat a mantra while you're sitting there, just kind of go, you know, as you're getting used to your breath, just silently say to yourself, okay, breathing in, you
yeah.
notice your breath going in, breathing out. Mm-hmm. And you just say it to yourself as you notice your breath going in and out. And if your mind begins to wander, just bring it back to your breath. Again, you know, pay attention to how you're breathing in and out.
And then can I say something off of that? Because there will be a lot of people going, that's good. I try that. It doesn't work. Then what you do, because that's your ego. That's your mind is your ego that's telling you we're not going to rest. We're not going to do this. We got this to do. And it's all these irrational thoughts that might come into your head or what you need to accomplish. You tell your ego, give it 10 different things that it's going to take a long time for it to come up with. Let's say 10 different vacations that you would love to do all over the world. What would they be? Well, the ego's going to go, ooh, what would be my 10 most favorite things, places that I'd like to go? You can give it a job. You'll be amazed at how the ego will simmer down, but continue to practice with that. And before you know it, the ego will enjoy you being in a relaxed state. It will allow you to do so.
Yeah, and you know, just if you just start out concentrating on your breath, just notice, you know, as your breath begins to lengthen and fill your body and you just pay attention to that, you'll naturally feel your body start to calm down and become calm. So try to do this breath meditation first thing in the morning, you know, and at night before you go to bed, and be consistent.
Yes.
So when you really want to get, if you really want to get going on this and you want to, you know, make your meditations longer and more productive, start small with this. So, I mean, you can do 5 minutes a day and then add a minute per week.
You know what,
if your mind is always racing,
yeah.
you know, this is a good way. Start small, practice, and then go big.
There are some people who could meditate a day away, but you guys, we have to remember, if I had my way, truth being told, I'd be in a meditative state at all times because it's great being out there. But then you're avoiding being in the conscious state, the present moment, because
mm-hmm.
then you're going off into the future or you're going back in the past. But it's a way to keep you in the present. So I would recommend, you know, 15, no more than 20 minutes a day of meditation, but it should be daily. It can also affect your blood pressure going down.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You would be amazed at what it can do for you health-wise.
Mm-hmm.
It really, honestly, you'd be amazed.
And you can, you know, as you start practicing meditation, keep a journal of it. Say, okay, on this date, my blood pressure is this, my heart rate is
yeah.
this, this is what I was feeling,
mm-hmm.
and keep track of it.
Exactly.
Keep track of it on a daily basis and see what the results are a month or two down the road.
Exactly.
See if it really, if you notice a difference.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And, you know, you can, obviously, I meditate in bed before I wake up, I kind of go to that meditative state in between as I'm coming out of my dream state, because I'm meditating on what I dreamt about.
Mm-hmm.
And then I meditate, okay, what is my goal for today? What do I want to accomplish?
Mm-hmm.
And then I do the same thing at night.
Mm-hmm.
I think, okay, you know, what is it? What didn't I get done today, and what do I need to work on for tomorrow? That is my meditation.
Yes.
I meditate in the shower as well, because
mm-hmm.
that's my alone time, and I get a lot of information that way.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you find what works for you.
Exactly.
And I tell people, you don't have to do the typical lotus pose with your
no.
with fingers surrounded
no.
by candles.
No.
It's whatever works for you, and it's whatever you want your meditation to be. You know, if you're more evolved and you've been practicing
don't
for a while.
Don't do it while you're driving, though.
Yes.
or
yes.
heavy equipment. It's amazing
right.
how many people need to be told that.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I mean, you know, as you get your practice going and you get your meditation going, and, you know, some people are drawn to putting crystals around them as they meditate.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. It's just something that you're going to work up to and you're going to experiment with and see what works for you. What are you drawn to?
Yeah, and just play around with it, so don't get frustrated with one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get frustrated with
yep. what works
just
for
one
person doesn't
yeah.
work for another.
What works for me isn't going to work for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
I find that I love laying down because then I'm comfy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I really go off into a dream state. And then, like, if I'm sitting up in a position, it makes a difference if I have my head up versus if I have it, like, to where my eyes are at main level, or if I have my heads down, I go into deeper levels of meditation with certain ones.
Mm.
I've had teachers going, Beth, put your head up, put it down, because then I can really leave. So you can play around with that and see if you notice a difference, if
right.
you notice a difference with that.
Right. So, I mean, okay, so let's talk about some examples on what are you meditating on. You know,
ooh,
first thing,
them. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, the first, the simplest thing is just notice your breath.
Yeah.
Because I think when you really learn how to breathe,
yeah,
you notice such a difference in your body.
You do.
And
yeah.
you'd be amazed at how oxygenated you feel.
Oh, I know.
You know, you can. I mean,
you feel like there's oxygen actually going.
Yeah,
to your
you literally
brain.
Feel the bubbles.
Yeah.
You can feel oxygen bubbles in your blood. I mean, it's.
Yeah,
you know, it's a very, what's the word that I want to use, which came in and went out of my head? It's rejuvenating.
Rejuvenating.
Yeah.
You know what would be really good if you want to focus, if you have a hard time focusing? Focus going on into your lungs, because your lungs are what give us air. Breathe in and breathing out. Now imagine that you're going in, and those who are visual and they can go in there and they can see it, those who are going, I can't see anything, go in there and just imagine. Use your imagination of being in your lungs, and you're seeing it, how they collapse, how they become full. They go down. I have no idea. I'm assuming. I'm not collapse, but to where they go down, and then when they come up with the the breath in, the breath out.
And if you can't picture your lungs, picture a balloon.
Yeah.
You know, expanding, contracting, blowing up, blowing the air out. Yep.
Get bigger, get smaller, get bigger and smaller.
And a lot of meditations, I mean, when we do guided meditations, that is all about using your imagination.
It is.
And picturing. So when somebody, it's like, okay, a guided meditation is a story. Imagine
mm-hmm.
it as a story.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's telling you a story, and you're actually seeing the story come true in your mind,
mm-hmm.
and then, but then you're also noticing things that are messages for you along
mm-hmm.
this little story. So
mm-hmm.
that's what a guided meditation is.
You know, and some people, I would recommend that you do this on your own, but also for those of you who get together, whether it's on a weekly basis or a monthly basis, do not do it one time a month. Do that for yourself, but again, you know, it's an investment in yourself. If you can do it every day, wonderful. If you can't, and if you can do it more than one time a day, fantastic. But even try doing it in a group. But you want to do it in a group of individuals to where you're setting up the guidelines. There isn't going to be any chitter-chatter. If somebody needs to get up because they can't be still, their mind, that they just lay there. They're not talking. They're not going,
right.
Or they're getting up and going to the bathroom. Tell them to be mindful of each step they're taking and that they're quietly leaving the room if they need to. But, you know, then also get together with women that you know or people that you know who are going to be able to honor that, you know, because there's a lot of people who say they have better meditations with groups. So either individually or group. I get a lot out of group, but I get a lot out of individual too.
Because mm-hmm.
it's amazing when you can all, remember, we're all one, and when we can all calm our bodies and our mind down, it's amazing where we can go. And then when you have the group thinking, how we can go off, and it makes it even more powerful. So there's different ways that you can do it.
Well, the group meditation is great, too, because if you want to put a group intention or manifestation out there as well, that can lead right off of your meditation.
Yes.
You know, and you can put out, it's amazing how many group meditations go on through Facebook or email where a time and date is set, and everybody sits still for 1 minute, and you put your intent on it, and the energy that comes out of everyone for something in a different place in the world, you can feel it.
Well, you know, just like Marie even said, she said the intent that you put out there, do it for yourself. So set that intent before you even start saying, I set the intent that I'm gonna obtain calmness, inner calmness. And so that's going to give your ego and your body something to do that it's going to reach for, going, okay, what does calm look like? What does it look like? So you could even tell your ego, let's try to come up with how I would feel. How would it really feel? How would my body feel? How would you feel with the calmness? What would that feel like? What would that look like? Is there a color to it? Then your ego, your head, is going to come up with all of this stuff because it wants to fulfill that data that you just put out there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see how you just went into a meditation because now your ego is going, ooh, I've got a job. So I don't have to create all this other stuff that has nothing to do with just this moment of just being still and calm.
Well, and I think if people have seen the movie Eat, Pray, Love, when she went to India and she sat in the meditation room and she would start squirreling and she was thinking about this and she was thinking about that, you know, remember that because, you know, she got up and left. But I think the guy told her, you have to keep going back at it. And she did. And finally, she was able to sit there and completely clear her mind and get her meditation done. And it, you know, worked great for her.
You know, and I guarantee if you can't do it in your house, like a lot of people have a meditative room, going outside, leaning against a tree, laying down on the grass, go down, sit on a beach, float in the water while you're doing it. But, I mean, be very mindful of that so you know where you're at. You know what I'm saying? Floating on a floaty device that's attached to something so you're not going out there. So, you know, be very safe with it. But, I mean, there's so many different things that you can do. I could easily go sit up and climb up in a tree and meditate there. Oh, Lord, would I love that. I'm going to do that this summer. I am going to do that this summer. So there's many different environments that you can meditate in also.
Absolutely, absolutely. We have a family friend who has been into meditation for years. And she, boy, this woman can meditate. I mean, she had a meditation room. She followed a guru. And in her house now, she actually has a meditation garden. So in the summer, she goes and sits and meditates for hours. But the thing is, she has learned how to be so still and get her heart rate so low that people, when they come and see her in the garden, they're terrified because they don't know if she's dead or alive. But she has mastered that.
Wow.
But she'll meditate. She'll be out there for hours in just one position, completely unaware of anything around her, you know, and out there.
You know, and then speaking of that, you know, if you have an arboretum, go sit in that where the flowers and the plants are. I've done that at the Como Zoo. There's an arboretum there, and, oh, Lord, I'm telling you, it's like a sunken garden.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's gorgeous. If you can get a prime bench there, you could be there for hours, and just the flowers and the trees, that they will bring you into another realm. It's just like, oh, it's amazing. Amazing. So that's something, that's another environment that you can go into. Now, again, your family member does it for hours.
Mm-hmm.
There will be people who are saying, but again, she's avoiding being in the real, you know, being in this world. Again, because she's...
But she's done that for years.
I know.
Just, you know.
Again, I'm the one you're preaching to the preacher right here. I would easily do that. But then you're avoiding, you know, just here. This is me. I have to say this for myself. Because I can go into long meditations.
She was, she had the life where she stayed at home. She was a stay-at-home mom.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, when her husband's gone and kids are gone during the day, she would have specific blocks of time where she would just meditate.
Lovely.
So.
Good for her.
Interesting,
for her.
She's a very peaceful woman.
Well, that's good. She's got that going for her.
Yeah.
She's got something going for her.
Yeah.
So, cool. So, is there anything else that we need to bring up on this?
I don't think so. I think...
you can go in if you're there's now if you go into your meditation, then you can go in and ask a question if you're wanting a question, different kinds of questions also.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and I think for people who are going through the awakening process and who are learning to trust their intuition and are learning how to recognize answers or get answers, meditation is a great way for that because
mm-hmm.
you're so calm and you're putting the question out and you're quiet. And it's easy for you to hear that question.
And you know the
thing answer.
Yeah. You know, when people are going, how do I know if, you know, it's the truth? If it's divine, if it's your higher self talking, you don't second guess it. It's just that sense of peace with you. But if you're second guessing it, that right there is your clue that that's ego that's talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
And just telling you, well, you know what? This is what you want to hear. I'm going to tell you. Then you're going to know it because your gut's telling you, going, oh, that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
So then you have to sit here and you continue to practice. You can either get frustrated or just try it again
mm-hmm.
until the ego is confident that it's not losing its job, but its role is changing.
Because
mm-hmm. that's what people are going through right now. That's why we have a hard time through these shifts.
Well, and
it's our ego.
Explain what is ego and why does it always want to stop us?
Well, the ego was developed. I don't know when specifically it was developed. I don't know if it's been with us from the beginning of time. And my understanding is, from what I've gone in and asked of, and then other people have validated it for me, ego does not travel with us from lifetime to lifetime. So it's never had the other lifetime's experiences.
Mm-hmm.
To whereas our lifetime experiences come in through with us through our DNA. Because believe it or not, you guys, we're all connected. It's very... when you look at it, it's very incestuous when you look at it. But the reality is we're all one. So that, our DNA travels from lifetime to lifetime, believe it or not. But the ego is established for each specific lifetime. So it doesn't have any recollections of going, oh, yeah, that's right. We did this in this other lifetime and everything was fine. It doesn't have that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was developed, again, this is my interpretation of my understanding, that it was developed for fight or flight. And this was because of the fall of Christ consciousness when it became about surviving. It was kind of like the battle of the wits. You know, it helped us.
It's our safety net.
It is. It was our safety mechanism would be exactly what it is. The ego was a safety mechanism. And believe it or not, it served its purpose for a while. But now it's going, okay, now you're moving into this new energy. I've never been in this new energy before. And what is my role? Because everything that we go through has a role. Our higher self has a role. Our soul has a role.
Mm-hmm.
Our physical part has a role. You know, the ego has a role. The mind has a role. I mean, there's so many different parts to us. There are so many different parts to us. There's so many different components, but the ego is fight or flight. It kept us safe. But again, its role is changing. Some people believe as we continue to ascend, it's going to be fully lost. But I'm going, is it really going to be fully lost? Or are we going to train it? We're convincing it, you have a new role now. It's all about trust. It's all about having faith. How can you be supportive of me? How can you encourage me? Because the thing that once saved us can be one of our biggest struggles, though, now, too. So I'm not the best one to give the answer to it. That's just my experience with it. So if you know anything different, Marie, you know.
No, I'm going back to my psychology class
mm-hmm.
for the classic definition of ego, but yeah, I mean, ego to me is safety. That's,
uh-huh.
It's our built-in safety mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we're looking for an answer or we think we know an answer, the ego will jump in first.
Uh-huh.
You know, for example, say you are driving somewhere and, you know, your ego is going, oh, no, I think, you need to take this road. You need to take this road. But your gut, you're feeling that
yeah.
tightening of your gut,
uh-huh.
and you're like,
uh-uh.
that doesn't feel right,
uh-huh.
you know, and you go that way because your ego is saying, nope, this is the way you're supposed to go, and you end up, you know, in
80 miles out of the way.
Not only 80 miles out of the way, but you end up going, okay, there was an accident 3 miles up the road, now I'm sitting here on the highway for 3 hours, but I could have, if I would have listened to my gut and gone the other way,
yes.
So that's the difference between, you know, ego and intuitiveness.
Mm-hmm. You know, and the ego can also keep you from, there's still good that it can do. There is still, to where it will say, don't go down that dark alley.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go down it. It's not saying, nothing's going to hurt me. But it's like, don't do it. Mm-hmm. And how many people have got, whatever. No one's going to, you know, the world is good, which it is. But, you know, there's still some stuff in it. And what do you do when you go down that dark alley?
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, it's a 50-50. You're going to be safe or something's going to happen. It doesn't matter what's going to happen. But the ego's going, see, I told you so. Mm-hmm. I told you so. But never ignore your gut feeling, though.
Right.
Don't ignore your gut feeling. So, and right now we're supposed to be in the energy of that we're not going by our ego. But what I'm finding, the more I ignore my ego, the bigger the battle. The bigger the battle. So it's like I have to go in and counsel, seriously, and it gets so exhausting sometimes to talk to my ego going, you are not losing your job, but your role is being re-identified. It's, you know, it's kind of put it like in a corporation. We're a corporation.
Mm-hmm.
The ego's not in charge. The heart's in charge now.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have different components to where they're all, and it's going through infrastructure. It's going through major restructuring.
It's the old head versus heart debate.
And so now you're re-identifying. Everybody's getting new roles. Nobody's getting fired. Nobody has to be insecure. But it's like you serve that great purpose. Now we're going to look at job changes.
Right.
And so you just have to convince it going, and your new job is going to be spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the full definition of your role yet, and it can be changed at any time. It can be enhanced at any time. But you know what? Be excited about this. Mm-hmm. So I'm finding when I'm talking to my ego at that level, oh, boy, it's a lot more happy going, okay, my role is changing. I don't know what. But I'm going, you know what? You're in charge of this department. You're in charge of this department, but this is in charge of this department. Ultimately, I'm your supervisor. And I don't want to have to fire you, but I know the more I say you're fired, the more it puts up a battle. It's an ornery employee.
So, you know, so you can see now when you go into a meditative state,
mm-hmm.
you're calming your ego.
You're
letting your heart space open, and you're letting that intuition come into your mind and give you the answers. So getting into that meditative state really helps you with that head versus heart battle.
Oh, you know, and I'm being guided to say this. Also, when you go into a meditative state, and it doesn't even have to be in a meditative state, whatever you do, if you have a little ritual in the morning to let go of the day's events from the night or the night's events from what you dreamt of, and a lot of us fill it back up, we're letting go of that which no longer is for our highest and best good or of the light, 100% of the light, then you bring in 100% of that light and you bring it into the ego and ask the ego, saying, now here's something new. You've never, ever experienced this before. You're going to go and you're going to take in more of this light, and it's going to help you be even better than you've ever been. And your ego can be hesitant at times, but you're going to go when you're ready to take it in, just so you know, it's right out here, and all you have to do is say yes to it. But otherwise, it's going to be in this energetic field, and when you're ready to take it in, you can take it and integrate it as slow, you know, as you want, and you'll be amazed at how your ego is going, good, because it's seeing the other parts of you that are advancing. This is just me that's picking up on this and just bringing that light into your ego. Mm-hmm. So the ego is shifting along with all your other energetic and etheric bodies and spaces. So,
yeah.
And you'll find you're a lot more calmer.
Exactly. So I wanted to talk about guided meditations a little bit more because we're going to do one for all of you listeners so you can practice. And what a guided meditation is basically, you know, you have someone walking you through a story.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you're going to get into your comfortable position, feet on the floor. You want to close your eyes because you can visualize better, you can. You know, keep your hands in your lap. Just be very relaxed. And the speaker then will start to speak and take you through a story. So just imagine as the words are coming out, that you're following in your mind exactly what this person is telling you. And, you know, just a lot of guided meditations will take you to a location that's very peaceful.
Yes.
So you can have that peaceful surrounding around you.
Yes.
And then it'll bring you to a state where you start to kind of take a look at your surroundings and start to notice what's in your surroundings. And you'd be amazed at when you start looking and you start seeing objects, all those objects have a symbolic meaning.
Mm-hmm.
And if you
and the colors, pay attention to the colors.
Colors, textures,
are they bright? Are they
smell?
Vibrant? Are they mucky? Are they yucky?
Mm-hmm. And then you know, if you put an intent or a question before you start the guided meditation, then look for your answers there.
Oh. Do you have a guided meditation that you're going to do?
I don't, but I
knew Marie was going to look at me for one. It's a good thing that I can come up with.
Because I know that Beth is really good at them because she's done a number of them before. Mine are like little guided meditations. So, but why don't you go ahead and start? And
well, here's the thing of you don't have to go by this. This is only for those of you who are going, well, I don't know what to meditate on. You can meditate on calmness or peace. You can meditate on bringing more love in. Or if you're going, you know what, I want to go in and I want to find out what's the holdup here, what is it that I'm working on. So for whatever reason, I'm going to read six different things to you that you can sit here if you want to focus. Do you need to look at a fear of being found out? You don't have to know what that's about.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's ringing true for you, that's at a deep level. Or do you need to go and explore the fear of being taken advantage of? Again, deep level. Or is it a fear of separation or death? Or you can go in and ask a question of, how do I fragment myself? Another question is, what do I use as an excuse to keep myself from being successful? And that's successful on all levels. And I would say that's probably going to be a question that people are going, bingo, there you go. And the other one is, how do I use people as an excuse to keep myself fragmented? So, again, you guys, you don't have to write this down. If one of them is really sticking out and you're going, okay, this is the one that Beth said, the energy around you is going to remember that question. You don't have to get into it, whatever. Or if you're going, nope, I want to bring in more love, then that's what you're going to focus on. But if you're wanting to know some more specific questions of, okay, what's holding me back? Why am I in a stuck, stale, stagnant place? Why am I angry? What is this about? Like I said, if one of those six questions jump out at you, that's the point you're at right now energetically, and you're needing to go in there and explore that just a little bit deeper. So any ways you're going to start with, you can either sit down or lie down and put both feet on the floor, uncross your feet and your legs. And then you're going to close your eyes and you're going to gently rest your hands with your palms up on both of your legs. So everything, your whole body's uncrossed. And then you're going to start breathing in deeply through your nose. Take deep breaths in. Fill those lungs up. And then slowly exhale through your mouth. Don't be afraid of hearing your own lungs breathing. Don't be afraid of hearing your breath. Breathe in again. And then exhale. And we're going to do this a couple more times. Breathing in. And then exhaling. And remember, you're going to give your ego the job that it's going to come up with 10 different favorite places in this whole wide world that you want to go visit. And so when you're asking that you have 20 minutes, to be in a meditation. Doesn't mean this is going to last that long, but you're going to give it 20 minutes to go and think about this. And so now it's going to be pondering. It's like a computer going into the data, doing some research. What are the top 10 places to go to? Continue to breathe in through your mouth, your nose. Exhale through your mouth. You might find that you're yawning, but as you're breathing in, exhaling out, you find yourself becoming calmer and quieter. You're a lot more still. Continue to do it. Through the whole meditation, you guys are going to continue to breathe through this. I'm not going to continue to remind you. And now, in order to go into a deeper state of relaxation, you're going to visualize that there is a doorway with a handle on the right-hand side, and you're walking to it. Pay attention to the color of that door and open it up. And you can open it up with whatever hand, but why not the receiving hand? Let's do it with our left hand today. You're going to open it up, and you can see the outline of the frame of the door, and you're going to walk through it. But here's the thing, it's all dark. You don't know where you're going. You don't know what's in there. And this is all about trust and having faith that you're going to be safe, that you're going to be protected. No matter how silly that might sound, again, continue to breathe in and out. but you just walk through the door. Now you're at the top of a platform, and you see some steps going downward, and we're going to go down three flights of step. There's about 10 steps in each. And we're not running down. We're slowly going down. And you know you're going to be safe. You're not going to fall. You're not going to stumble. And for those of you who are not quite sure if you can do this yet, you can call upon a loved one who's crossed over, an animal, or an angel or archangel, and they can be at the top with you, and they can guide you down. They're not going to light the path, but you're going to feel their presence, so they're there with you. So you're going down the first step. You're becoming more relaxed. Going down the second, even more relaxed. The third, fourth, the fifth, the sixth, and you're finding out, boy, you're feeling good. You're very relaxed. Seventh, the eighth, the ninth, and the tenth, and now you're at a platform, and there's just a little bit of light there, and you can look around, pay attention, what's there, if there is anything. Is there anybody there in that space with you who wants to go and descend with you into that deeper state of relaxation? You can bring in more animals, or your spirit guides. You can ask for your spirit guides to be there with you. This is your opportunity of being able to find out who one of them are. And now you're going to descend down to the next flight of steps, and you're feeling more confident, more relaxed, a lot more calmer, and a deeper state of relaxation. So going down another step, one, going down two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, and now you're at another platform, and now this is really dim, dim light. And now you're finding out that you're there by yourself because you're really confident going into that last level of deep relaxation, knowing that you're safe and protected, that you have the courage and faith that all is well. So we're going to go descend down even farther. First step, the second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, the tenth. And now you see a doorway, but there is no door at that platform. But you can see the silhouette of what appears to be a mountain. But it's all dark there. And you can see the silhouette of some trees. And you're just going to walk forward, knowing that you're trusting, having faith, taking that leap of faith, and you're walking through the doorway. And you're paying attention to what does it feel like? What's the ground like? Is it hard? Is it soft? Is it the earth? Continue to be in a relaxed state of calmness. Pay attention to where what does it feel like? What color would you put onto it? And you're walking forward. You're walking towards that silhouette. You see this beautiful moon. And now you see an animal that's right on the silhouette of the outside of the moon. What kind of an animal is it? How many are there? And it might be a variety. There might not be any. Pay attention to all the significance of that which is around you, the feelings that you're experiencing. If there's any smells, do you hear anything? Are you feeling wind? Are you feeling sun? The mist of a waterfall? Pay attention to everything that's around you. And that moon's getting bigger and bigger, and it's getting brighter and lighter. And you're walking to it as it's getting brighter and lighter. You're finding out that it's the sun, and it's lighting up your pathway. And now you're starting to see what's all around you, all the colors. It's no longer just using your imagination or your feeling. You're actually seeing it. You're feeling it. You know it. You're breathing it. You can even taste what that atmosphere is looking like. Pay attention to the things. Are you seeing trees? What kind of trees are they? Do you see anything? Fruits on the trees? Animals in the trees? Is there anything that's watching you along your path, guiding you? And now you're seeing this big waterfall that you thought was a tree. Pay attention to where is it regular water that's coming out, or is it colors of the rainbow? How big is it? How small of it? Small is it? What's around it? Are there plants? Are there flowers? What are they? What are the colors? And right by that waterfall, you're seeing there's a little lagoon there. What color is it? Make sure it's a beautiful color. And now you're going to sit here and you're going to take this plunge, knowing you don't know what's in it, knowing that you're safe. But this is all about trust. You're not going head first. You're going to go feet first. You're going to dive in, or jump in, excuse me. And if those of you who are really brave, go ahead, dive in. Because remember, this is all about trust. That's how much faith you have. And the water represents your emotions. And so when you're swimming in it right now, pay attention to what it is that you're feeling. Are you calm? Do you feel balanced? Are they happy? Are they sad? Do you feel free or constrained? So if you're feeling any of those lower emotions, what colors can you bring in? Now you're going to go to the waterfall, and it's a different color than what you're swimming in. And pay attention, are there people? Is there anything in there? Are there fish? Is there an octopus? Are there mer people in there? Are you the only one in there? Is it deep? Is it shallow? Is it calm? Is it breezy? Are you seeing waves in it when it should be nice and calm? And if there is a lot of breeze in there, find out what that is. If there's ripples in there, or if it's water that's overlapping, it's starting to come all over, find out what that's about. What's the feeling with that? What's the emotion? And as soon as you find that out, you're going to let it go. And you're going to be able to, there's steps coming from in the water. You're going to walk up them. And it's really safe. You're not going to slide. And you're going to go to the falling water. And now that's going to be a different color, and it's going to be a color that you're going to want to wash all away, all the negative feelings, the emotions. So if you're wanting more calmness, more courage, more faith, more trust, more truth, more transparency, it's going to give you everything and anything you want, joy, enlightenment. You can put whatever name you want on it, or just be open to whatever's for your highest and best good. And it's like you're in a shower and it's coming all over you from your, up from your head, I mean all over your head, down your body. But that water now is washing the outside of you, but it's also going within you. But this water has magical properties. And it can bring in whatever it is that you're wanting to bring into you right now that needs to be internal. So if you're needing more balance or groundedness, more peace of mind, body, and spirit, or tranquility or serenity, your body internally responds to it easily and effortlessly. And you can stay there as long as you want. And if you want it to go into your organs, your lungs, your heart, your bones, your muscles, your ligaments, your blood, it can fill it up. It can remove all energetic blocks that are there, free of harming your physical body. It can take away any tension and stress, worry and anxiety. You're free of all headaches, no back pain, free of any neck issues. But all you have to do is sit here and say, I allow myself to receive. And as you continue to breathe in, you're breathing in, allowing that which is for your highest and best good, all abundance and prosperity in all forms. And then you're exhaling any resistance to accepting and receiving abundance and prosperity in all forms. And you can continuously breathe in, allowing yourself abundance and prosperity for your highest and best good. Exhaling all resistance to receiving your abundance and prosperity. Continue to do that. And now you're going to step out of the waterfall. And then you find that there's a sandy beach there. But the sand isn't going to stick to you. Because remember, you just came out of magical waters. And you go on this beach, and the sand is about groundedness. So you're going to go and you're going to lay on this beach with the sun shining down on you, but it isn't hot. It's just right. I was going to tell you you could sit or lay there, but I'm being guided to where you need to just lay there. And you can keep your eyes closed or you can open it. Well, as you're sitting on the beach and you're looking up, knowing that the sun isn't going to hurt your eyes. And I'm hearing, as you're laying on the beach, keep your eyes open. And now, up in the sky, there's going to be a message for you. It can either be a word, a sentence, or a paragraph. And you're going to go in and ask your higher self, what is it that you need to hear that's for your highest and best good at this moment? And you're going to be able to see clearly what this message is. And those words are going to be like seared into you. So you remember them. When you come out of the meditation, you'll be able to write it down. You'll see it vividly, but it doesn't do any harm to your third eye or your physical eyes. It's just so you remember. And I'm also being told by your guides that you can ask another question. So this is the time to ask your guides one more simple yes or no question. Continue to breathe in and exhale out. Don't be afraid to hear your voice. And now you're going to get up and you're going to say thank you to your guides. Thank you, sun. Thank you, air. Thank you, water. Thank you, trees. You're going to say thank you. And as you do that, you're leaving and you're walking back into that darkness, knowing it's the unknown, knowing you're safe and you're comfortable with it now. Because look at the experience that you had. So now you're going back to where you came from. You're walking through all that darkness again, knowing that that's just representative of your life, the unknown. But you're in a new state of trust and consciousness because you're a lot more aware. And you see that doorway. And you're starting to go up the three flights of steps. And don't run up them. Just you can walk at a faster pace, knowing that you're not going to trip, you're not going to fall, but you're going upwards, which is very symbolic that you're going in the right direction, and you're trusting each step that you're taking, knowing that you don't have to know what it is or how it's going to be, but it's for your highest and best good, and you're taking away what you've learned from it. Continue to go up, 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 up. And as you continue to go up, you're feeling that you're coming more and more into your body. You're coming into your state of consciousness. And then soon you reach the top floor. And you walk through that door. You open it up again with your left hand. You walk through it, and now you walked into the light. And now you're finding yourself back in the room that you went into a meditation in. And now you're going to slowly move your body. Tell your higher self that it's safe for you to be in your physical body. And now you're going to open up your eyes. And those of you who are having a hard time getting back into your body, imagine that your higher self is touching the bottom of your feet, bringing your toes in, and you'll ground a lot quicker that way. And you can also put your hands on your knees and on your head when you have the time, and that will bring you back into your body. And then when you wake up, write down what it is, the information and everything that you are remembering right now. Don't even talk to anybody. Write it down right now, everything that you got. And that's a guided meditation.
Awesome. Thank you, Beth.
You're welcome.
I got some great
I got some great
information.
So thank you.
I hope you guys got something from that.
Yeah, I hope everybody got a better understanding of meditation. And we only have a couple seconds left, so we will catch you on Friday for Phone In Friday. Have a great evening.
Bye-bye. Love and light.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.